front porch. Okay, it had a hall right down the center, all the way down the center like this.
Open at both ends?
Open at both, no. Yeah, yeah, open at both ends. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I don't have it portioned right. I've got to have to go back some more. Okay. It came all the way down, just about like that. Now then, this came on down. And there was a big, they call it the fireplace room.
Mm-hmm. How is that different from the front room?
I don't know.
Just a different name, huh?
Uh-huh. It might have been that, you know, like this room would be called the front room, and that room would be called... Most of the time, what they called the front room was the old word for parlor.
Uh-huh.
The parlor, the courting room, you know, where they did the courting and all. But there was a fireplace on each side like this, and then there was a door, you know.
Which one was the fireplace room? Or was
both, they had two in this house.
They were both called the fireplace room?
Yeah. And they had beds in there. They mm-hmm. didn't have a living room. They had this big hall. And this was called a side room. Now, I don't know, unless that, you know, it was built later on or something. And it was called a fireplace room. And so was this one over here. And then this was, they called this the boys' room right here. Because it had a big bunch of boys. And then there was another room here. I think some more of the girls slept there. And then some more of the girls over here.
Those were just bedrooms?
Bedrooms.
What about a kitchen?
Well, the kitchen was stuck out back here where I've got our former house, you see.
Uh-huh.
And then they had this all across here was a back porch. And I was trying to remember how that did. It came on out like this, and then all the way like this was this huge back porch,
uh-huh.
screened in back porch, and there was a big dug well on that back on the back porch where you didn't have to go outside, you see, to draw your water. And we had to. When we got down there, we got uptown. We didn't have to go outside to draw our water. It was a big kitchen and pantry. They
uh-huh.
called it a pantry. Now they call them storage rooms. Then they call them pantries. And there was a pantry back there, and we sat out here, you know, to shell our peas and everything on this screen back porch and did all that. And they had what was called a the dynamo house, you know, a dynamo. They had a dynamo. It was a huge, big, now my husband can tell you what a dynamo is. I can't, but it was every night at 5 o'clock you cranked up the dynamo. And it generated electricity for the house. And my granddaddy had electric fan, electric lights, and everything in his house. This dynamo, it had to run, you know, so many hours before night. So at 5 o'clock every afternoon, one of the boys' jobs was to crank the dynamo up. You could hear that thing all over the country for miles and miles and miles. It made that much noise. But it generated the electricity for the lights and
most people in the area didn't have electricity.
No, we were the only ones that did. The people that had the dynamos, and
uh-huh.
not many people could afford them. We couldn't afford them. My daddy, well, this was my granddaddy's dynamo. And then after we moved down there, by then they had gotten electricity, and so the dynamo was no more.
Uh-huh.
But you knew it was 5 o'clock when you heard that thing crank up, because my granddaddy was real punctual
uh-huh.
about it. And so at 5 o'clock, the dynamo cranked up. Everybody all over the country could set their watch for that. It was 5 o'clock.
What about the house you live in now? Could you make kind of a sketch?
You saw that. Do you want me to sketch it?
Well, you can pull out that.
Well, I still don't have this right, because there was two bedrooms here, and then there was a kitchen, see?
Yeah, well, the kitchen was just right behind
it. I'm just going to put kitchen here. And then there was a pantry.
Yeah.
P-A-N-T-R-Y. And then this was the porch. I'm going to let this be the porch. Let me write